This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, New Zealand's International Science Festival is marking its 25th festival this year. Almost 100 events over 10 days, these winter school holidays, June 30th to July 9th. It's an amazing program. We thought we'd take an opportunity just to dip into it a little bit with Festival Director Jerome Cousins, who joins us now. Morena, Jerome, great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You must be getting excited, especially with that many events lined up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's great to have the program out there and you know, physically printed and online and everything out there, and so now we can focus on really all the fun production stuff of putting all those events together and getting ready to welcome everybody for the school holidays.
Well, you and I will get a chance to sort of touch on a few of the things that are planned, but just a reminder, if you did get a printed copy of The Star in your little box last weekend, it would have come with the full printed festival program. You might still find a few of those around, but certainly online as well. And do check out New Zealand International Science Festival online. We'll give you all the deets in a moment. But it's a very, very busy program of events. When you come into something like this, Jerome, I mean, what do you think your mission is when putting a program together?
So we really want to showcase and support a lot of what's happening locally in Dunedin and New Zealand. In terms of the businesses and the research that's going on, you know, as far as a science festival goes, yes, we want we want to encourage knowledge and passion for sciences across the board, from kids all the way to adults. You know, get adults re-engaged in knowledge and science and get those kids interested, but in a place that's beyond just a science classroom. So, you know, you'll notice we don't have, you know, just straight up science lessons that are throughout the festival. It's all very engaging, very hands-on. And so what we're looking at when we're putting together the program is everything that's just a little bit different, that's just a little bit interesting, that might not be what you can do every day. So special tours of some factories, you know, that we've gotten involved that involves science and production, as well as bringing in these special guests. So when we're putting together the festival, we're just looking to have that stuff that's a little bit more engaging, a little bit more hands-on, and a little bit special.
I mean, over the last decade or so, we've seen such a transformation in what science means for people, right? I mean, that you mentioned taking it out of the classroom, and that's so much what we're seeing. Citizen science is something that's talked about often, isn't it, now? And younger people in school groups engaging in supporting research and realizing that, okay, yes, there are still some people with white lab coats on that you call scientists.
And they're still very important.
Indeed. But there's all sorts of different kinds of science and different ways of engaging with it.
Yeah, and I think that's what I've come in strongly with, this being my first large festival. We did the Nana Festival last year, is that interdisciplinary science, not just in between the science disciplines, but also into the arts, into the humanities, bringing all that together to show that, through collaboration, we can make a lot more interesting research and have different ways of thinking about things. Bringing in those arts and sciences interests, both types of people, realizing that they don't have to be shoehorned into one corner. You can be an artist working in the sciences, and you can be a scientist that has a creative side, and that actually might help both sides of that. Yeah.
I mentioned at the outset, this is the 25th iteration of
It's the 25th year. It's the 15th festival.
Right, okay.
Because it up until recently, it was every other year.
Right.
But then since 2020, there has been something on every year, and whether it's a large festival or a smaller one. And we're intending to keep that on because people are obviously really engaged in it, and we get to keep the name alive, and that there's always something to do with the Science Festival in Dunedin for the July school holidays.
So you are taking the opportunity to look back over 25 years as part of this program, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We've got 25 years of science and exhibits that we are developing in-house in association with the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor, and that'll be visible at the Meridian Mall for perusing while you're going around during the holidays, looking back at we've got four evenings of national science challenges. So we have the 11 national science challenges, which were, if you're not aware, about a decade ago, a big funding from the government to look at problems and put research that Aotearoa faces as a whole. And this is approaching the end of the project. So we're looking back at those by having these panel discussions, but those discussions are about solving future, current and future problems with the research that's just been done.
Brilliant. And those are just among the many conversations that are happening through the festival. It's always good to have a festival hub, somewhere you can go and find out a little bit more about what's going on each day.
We sort of discovered that last year with the NanoFest. So one of the things that I love about this festival is that it is everywhere. It's all across the city. It's in venues. This year we have over 50 venues that events are happening in. But last year with the NanoFest, we thought, let's have one. Let's still have some events around the place, but let's have one hub where people can come. There's different activities every day. It's also, you know, if you have ticketing questions, if you want to come to the festival, you don't know what to go to, you can come and have a chat and tell us your interests, and we'll tell you, you know, what you should go to. And it worked so well last year that we were able to bring it back in a slightly more condensed format this year. So that's in the community gallery near the Octagon. And that'll be running throughout the festival from the Monday till the Sunday, and we'll have daily activities happening there, and that's also where a friendly festival team is. As I was just saying, if you're interested in something but the 90 plus events is overwhelming for you to choose and pick from, and you don't want to miss out on something that might really interest you but you're not sure what it is, come in, have a chat to us and our volunteers, and we'll be able to point you in the right direction help you out there.
We are heading into the winter month. We are heading in towards that time of the year where we celebrate Matariki, the Māori New Year. Matariki also being acknowledged as part of the festival this year.
Yes, absolutely. So we're really proud to present our first Matariki science show, and this is written by Isaac Martin, who is an Otago alumnus and was the 2022 Young Playwright of the Year. And this is a science show designed for 5 to 10 year olds roughly, and their associated families, celebrating having the plot. I won't give in too many details, but the plot has a family watching Matariki rise and coming together and discussing the traditional stories. But one of them is a scientist and is also doing some experiments to showcase how clouds are formed, how a kumara grows, and other things like that. So blending sort of the Mataranga Māori with a more Western science in a complementary way that isn't, you know, two different sides. It's just telling them together. We've got a great cast on board. So it's going to be, there'll be similar elements to a science show that, you know, you might be used to, but also a lot more plot and story. And yeah, I think it's going to be really lovely.
That looks amazing. You mentioned a local focus or a focus on the work that's being done here in Otipoti, Dunedin, but around New Zealand as well, but also internationally. And you do have a special international guest this year.
Yes, we've got a couple of people coming from overseas. Our sort of big name is Professor Tim Jackson from the UK. He's a ecological economist. Here's a tongue twister for you. But he focuses, his most recent book has been about post-growth life after capitalism and how we can rearrange sort of our economic models in a way that is a lot more sustainable. And he looks at things that has been done and also things, the directions that we should be taking as a society. His way of writing is quite poetic and convincing and lovely. And he's coming over with support from the British Council and doing a couple things around the country. But we've got him for an evening talk about his main work, this post-growth, as well. He is a renowned BBC radio playwright, and he's been writing plays for decades about social and climate and science issues into narrative. So that's his specialty, is writing it in so it doesn't feel like it's sort of preaching to you, but it's through an interesting story. But then it deals with these serious issues. It's been from sustainability to ivory poaching to all sorts. And so he's going to also be doing a panel about his science playwriting, and again, bringing in that theme of the arts and the sciences in terms of making both even better.
Here's one that I like, bringing in wine as well.
Yes. we've got a wine and sound panel by Jo Brzezinska. So she is a New Zealander who's done her PhD on the influence of sound on the perception of wine. So while, you know, the festival program is very family friendly. We do have things for the adults as well. And this is, you know, you might know that different, you know, smells of wine and different types of glass can influence your perception of the taste. And that's why there's whole cultures around that. Well, she's been doing her research in sound as well. So come down to the Otago Museum on that Friday 7th, Saturday 8th in the evening. We've got some sessions where you'll be doing some wine tasting, where different soundscapes will be changing your perception of the wine that you're drinking.
Ah, fascinating. And I want to say fascinating to everything you've mentioned so far, because it is also very interesting and very diverse.
That's the thing. If I don't find it really, you know, very interesting, then why would we put it in the program?
Well, indeed.
Yeah, everything here has merit, I promise.
Women in Science again this year, this time with a brunch. That's a really nice idea. That's taking place on the 9th of July, an opportunity to hear some short talks for women with a wide range of science careers.
Yes, exactly. So our focus this year, in association with the Association for Women in Science, we've put together this this brunch on Sunday 9th in the morning. And the theme for that is transferable skills. So how things from your everyday, regular, non-research, non-science world has helped that world, and vice versa. So how your research has helped your everyday. Hearing from all sorts of fields of science, both industry and research and academia, as well as, you know, earlier on. It's intended as a networking event. So if you're a woman in science, or a woman thinking of getting into sciences, or just interested in women in science, we're not going to restrict it just to women. Please book a ticket early, because it will fill up pretty quickly, and come along, meet other people in the space, and other women in similar but adjacent spaces to you.
So you've mentioned ticketing. Some of these events are ticketed, others not. Many free. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So over 70% of our events are free, and we do make sure to encourage that, thanks to Otago Community Trust, DCC, all of our the major sponsors, that we can keep so much of it free. But even with free events, a lot of them do require bookings. That's just to ensure that when you show up, there aren't too many people to do the activity. So all those tickets are available from our website, which is just scifest.org.nz, or just search SciFest on Google and we'll show up. From our website, if you look at the program, there's a little icon of an orange dot with a ticket. That does mean that a ticket is required even for a free event. So please go online to book your tickets, get nice and early. There are drop-in events that don't require tickets, so those won't have that little icon there. But if in doubt, check the website, and if you don't need a ticket, it'll tell you. Please book early to avoid any disappointment.
No doubt Dunedin's major institutions getting in line to support. There's plenty of connection with the University of Otago, for example, and Te Huro Otago Museum.
Yes. So, you know, we welcome everybody with open arms as to who wants to collaborate and work on things. So our major partners are the Dunedin City Council. Thank you very much. The Premier Events Grant, the Otago Community Trust, and the University of Otago. But we also have a myriad of other business partners and places that we work with. The Meridian Mall offers us spots that we can be in there for some activities. One, the old Vodafone support us. You know, the Otago Museum, we have heaps of stuff there. I won't go down the list because there are so many. And one thing that I do focus on is I'm interested in these collaborations from an events point of view as well. So I want to work with these places not just for a financial contribution, but also to bring in experts to create events, to collaborate on things. And there's so much knowledge and skill in Dunedin, and so many opportunities for people to share that I think the festival is a wonderful vessel to do that. Anyone is welcome to create an event for themselves during the year, but it might be a bit harder to get that word out. While here, at least, it's a time and it's a place where everything's happening, and we've got an audience of people who are really interested in for themselves and for their kids.
Jerome, I've plucked out a few examples of what's in the program. Are there any others that you're particularly excited about, you want to tell our listeners about?
Definitely a highlight for everybody every year is the Science Expo at the university. So that's at the Otago Business School on the 1st and 2nd during the day of July. And that's where heaps of the science, and this year I hear maybe more than just the science departments, get to really show off some of their most flashy, engaging, hands-on experiments and research. There's IT with their VR headsets, and chemistry will be doing stuff. That's really a really fun day, so definitely swing by there. It's not like a tertiary open day where it's just, you know, here's what you do if you study chemistry. It's actually, you know, hands-on stuff, which is great. And then the weekend after, we actually have more in-depth, so the physics and the chemistry departments from the university are running completely free shows that are also full of the whiz-bangs and the explosions and the things like that. Amadeo, who is a staple of Dunedin Science Communication, who unfortunately moved up to Christchurch last year, unfortunately for us, you know, great for Christchurch, but he's coming down for the festival, and he's got three different shows that he's doing. So yeah, when you're looking through the program, we've got, you know, some are sorted by their venue, you know, the Taga Museum pages, public library pages, but then some of the headlines, such as Explore, which is all tours, Do, which is all workshops, See, which is those shows. So depending on your comfort, you know, I've been talking a lot about hands-on and engagement throughout. If that's not for you, if you'd like to just sit back and watch, we definitely have stuff for you there as well. Go over to the C section. Then if you want to leave the kids behind, we also have a series of evening events that are worth checking out.
So much on offer. More than 90 events during New Zealand International Science Festival between the 30th of June and the 9th of July. Now is the time to check the program out. Now is the time to secure your tickets, whether it's one that attracts a small cost or whether it's free. There are some, as we've heard Jerome say, that you want to get your ticket for to make sure you can be there, these kind of boutique experiences. Jerome, thanks so much for joining us here on ORFM to give us a little bit of a sneak preview of this exciting festival. Congratulations to you and the team for pulling it all together. We look forward to getting engaged with it this year.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.